Hey, Darren.
Hey, Justin.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Week 3 podcast, where every third week of the month, it's a labor of something. Not sure.
Yeah. You could call us the less intrusive monthly visitor.
You could, but I wouldn't. And on that redaction, again, welcome to the Week 3 podcast, where every third week of the month, Darren and I take turns talking about things that we enjoy. Go check out last month's, where we talked about, and then there's that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Just go back and listen to it.
I had fun with it.
And I had fun listening to it. So, Darren, I have a question for you.
Okay.
When I say the names Moses Horwitz, Louis Feinberg, and Jerome Horwitz, does anything come to mind?
No.
What if I said Mo, Larry, and Curly?
Oh, snap.
This month we are talking about my favorite comedy group of all time, the Three Stooges. The Three Stooges started out as a vaudeville group, officially forming in like 1922, and were active through 1970.
Wow.
The most classic lineup consists of Mo, Larry, and Curly, and then Mo, Larry, and Shemp, and eventually Joe and Curly Joe. So a little bit of background. Mo, Curly, and Shemp, whose name is Samuel, by the way. His parents weren't that mean. Mo, Curly, and Shemp are all brothers.
Okay.
They went by last name of Howard, you know, professionally, but their last name was Horwitz. Mo and Shemp worked with Ted Healy, who was a big vaudeville star at the time, and they were his stooges. They were the stupid to his straight man.
Ah, okay.
They met Larry while on tour, and he was kind of a solo vaudeville performer, you know, funny man, violinist kind of thing, but he seemed to click really well with Mo and Shemp, and so they officially invited him in, and the Three Stooges were kind of unofficially born. Shemp left the group to pursue his own acting career, which didn't really take off on his own. You can see him in little bits and things throughout randomly. He was in an Abbott and Costello movie. He was in Return of the Invisible Man. No. The Invisible Woman.
Okay.
The Invisible Woman, because that was a comedy. He just kind of pops up randomly between his stint out of the Stooges. So Shemp leaves, and they recruit younger brother Jerome Curly. Now, Curly at this time had a full head of thick, luxurious hair and a handlebar mustache, reports vary, but ultimately he shaved it all off.
Oh, no. I'm just trying to imagine that.
And thus the bald knucklehead was born. No, no, no.
Wow.
So Larry, Mo, and Curly continued on with Healy for a while until about 1934, where they parted ways. They moved from vaudeville to screen. Healy got some parts in some movies and brought the Stooges along. They did some shorts, but they eventually parted ways with Healy due to his alcoholism and excessively abusive nature. The shtick was, you know, the Stooges get slapped around, whatever, but that translated to real life. He was a very abusive and bitter man. So they parted ways with him and eventually signed with Columbia Pictures. Now, Columbia Pictures was the producer of like 190 some of the 200 plus shorts. Yeah, 190 shorts were with Columbia of the 220 films and shorts in the Stooges' career. So a lot of stuff is through Columbia. And that is where they really hit it big. So Moe, Larry, and Curly, officially the Three Stooges, started producing these 20, 25-minute shorts, which would air before movies, between movies, you know, just at the start of a movie experience. And that's where people first got to see them, on the big screen. And they became absolutely famous. Unfortunately, Curly had some bad health habits and some health issues. And in 1946, during the filming of one of their shorts, he suffered a massive stroke.
Oh.
And just he couldn't go on anymore. He had a hard time speaking, hard time moving.
Right.
So they brought Brother Shemp back into the fold, and he became the third Stooge. And he was with the group until about 1955, when he also, I think he may have also had a stroke or a heart attack. No, it was a heart attack. And he died during production of, another short. And so they were kind of at a loss. So they were short a Stooge. So what the studio ended up doing, and they took old clips from shorts they did with Shemp, spliced them together to make new shorts. And whenever you would see like a new scene with Shemp running away, it wasn't Shemp. They dressed somebody like him, which is where the term fake Shemp comes from in the showbiz world. Huh. It's somebody who stands in for an actor when that actor isn't there. Not a stunt double. You know, this is just somebody to fill in the space that this person would occupy. So this was in 1955 or so. In 1956, they bring in vaudeville comedian Joe Besser. Now, Joe Besser is nothing like Curly or Shemp. Curly was very much the innocent child of the group.
Right.
You know, hey, Mo! No, no, no. The very excessively goofy one. Shemp, taking on the third Stooge role, was not as naive as Curly, would stand up to Moe a little bit more, since I think Shemp was actually the oldest of the three, but still kind of dim-witted. And a key component of the Stooges' comedy is slapstick. Literally slapstick. They'd slap each other, eye gouges, head bonks, whatever. Now, it was all fake. If you look closely, when Moe goes to poke Larry or Moe or Curly in the eyes, he hits him right in the eyebrow.
Oh, I've never noticed that.
If you watch very carefully, his aim is he's aiming and hits him just above the eyes. And with studio magic, you hear the doink pop in.
Right.
Fun fact before I move on. During the vaudeville days, they actually had to hit each other to make the sound reverberate through the audience hall.
Sure, yeah.
Once they got into pictures with their producer, Jules White, they added sound effects later. So they just had to go through the motions. So yeah. The loud smacks you hear are like 2x4s hitting each other and all sorts of things. So physical comedy was a very big part of the Stooges. Joe Besser refused to do the physical comedy.
Oh, that's no bueno.
He was very much a whiny character. And they would poke fun at him. And there would be some physical comedy, but not nearly as much as in the older shorts. And Joe only lasted a couple of years with the Stooges. Unfortunately, it's about this time that their contract with Columbia ran out and the Stooges were very informally dismissed. There was nothing. There was no see you later. There was nothing. They were escorted off the lot one day and that was it. In fact, a few months later, Moe tried to get back onto the lot just to see some people, and because he didn't have the current studio badge, he was told he couldn't come in. In about 1958, the Stooges had a kind of a resurgence because some of their stuff started airing on television. Columbia had this backlog of stuff, not just from the Stooges, but from everything.
Right.
And TV was up and coming through the late 50s and 60s. And so they would start giving these to, you know, independent stations or ABC or whatever to air to fill time during the day. And so the Three Stooges started making a comeback for the next generation of kids. And so Mo and Larry teamed up with Joe DiRita, another vaudeville comedian, who took on the stage name of Curly Joe. Now, at this point, the Stooges are getting older.
Right.
And so a lot of the slapstick is toned down, but it harkens back to the days with Curly. Curly Joe is less whiny than Joe was. He fits nicely between Curly and Shemp, if you were to have a spectrum of Stooges, the Stooge spectrum. Curly Joe's personality fits somewhere between Curly and Shemp. So he's a nice addition.
The Stoogestrom.
The Stoogestrom, yes. And it's this time that they start making feature-length films, such as Have Rocket Will Travel, where, you know, the Stooges go to space.
Sure.
And then there was Snow White and the Three Stooges. Three Stooges and the Beanstalk. Three Stooges Meet Hercules.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
This sounds strangely like MGM's approach to Tom and Jerry now.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Forget Simpsons doing it first. The Stooges did it first.
Of course they did it.
And so in addition to these movies that they were making, they also started doing live appearances.
Okay.
They would go to theaters to perform some of their old Stooge skits, and the house would be packed. It would be like going to see Monty Python live. They're just recreating their old stuff, and you're just sitting there watching it, and you know what's coming, and you still laugh your tuchus off.
Oh yeah, it's magic.
It's magic. It is. Cartoons started to be made about them, like the new Three Stooges. And at one point, the Three Stooges in cartoons were turned into robots. And so they had, like, superpowers and did things, you know. Yeah, the Robo Stooges.
What?
At one point, during the new Scooby-Doo Mysteries or whatever, where they had the rotating cast of guest stars.
Yeah.
They met the Three Stooges, and they had their robot abilities. Thank you, Hanna-Barbera.
Oh, my God.
It's exactly what you think it is.
Yeah, it is.
And some of these cartoons were bookended by live segments of the Stooges doing silly things. In 1970 or 1969, the three of them began to produce what was going to be a travelogue kind of show called Kook's Tour. They would go to a place and they would film there and do silly things. And then the next episode, they would be at another location and whatever. Unfortunately, just towards the tail end of production of the pilot episode, Larry suffered a stroke and could no longer perform. So that eventually was scrapped. Plans were made to continue on with a guy by the name of Emil Sitka. Now, Emil Sitka is not a name you would recognize, but if you watch the Stooges shorts, he was in more shorts than any other background player. He was the unofficial fourth Stooge because he was in a hell of a lot of them. He got on great with the Howards and Larry. He was their friend, and he was there. Look up The Brideless Groom. It's a Shemp. It's a one with Shemp, but he plays a big part in that episode. And so they were going to make him the second Stooge, Larry's counterpart. But unfortunately, and the only thing that they really were able to do were take some publicity photos. And then shortly thereafter, Mo suffered a stroke and then passed away. Derrida, you know, wasn't going to do anything without the other two, so he just kind of just stepped out of the limelight.
Sure.
But, you know, the Stooges endure to this day.
Yeah.
I mean, for something that is older than we are, it has such an amazing quality to sit down and watch. And kids are constantly getting reintroduced to the Stooges to this day.
Yeah.
In the later years, Larry, Moe, and Joe Derrida set up a company, C3, Comedy 3, to run the Stooges licensing and stuff like that. That company is still active, and they help continue the legacy. There is a Stooge Museum, the Stoogeum. I think it's in Philadelphia. It's somewhere in New England. And they have all sorts of Stooge memorabilia and stuff like that. It's just for something that could have just been a flicker in cinematic history, it burns bright.
Yeah.
Every year. So that's, in a nutshell, that's the Three Stooges.
When I was a kid, I was introduced to the Three Stooges by, of all things, rain delay of St. Louis Cardinals baseball games.
Yes.
Yeah. The
KNLJ is it KNLJ? Is that it?
Yeah, KPLR in St. Louis, Channel 11.
Yes, that's it.
And
Channel 11. That's, I remember 11. That's what it was.
Yeah, they would have St. Louis Cardinals baseball, and if there was a rain delay and it was the weekend, then I was all right because that meant I'm getting 3 hours of, you know, Three Stooges at minimum.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think during the 70s, they actually had in their program block on Saturdays or Sundays, Stooges. That was, you know, part of their programming.
You know, the Three Stooges also have one of the weirdest NES games I've ever played.
Yeah.
There's a mini game devoted entirely to that oyster soup skit that Curly does.
Mm-hmm.
I've never beaten the game. I've never even come close. And I hate that minigame.
And, I mean, the Stooges have appeared in comic books, cartoons, video games. You know, they're just, they're enduring despite themselves,
it's
kind
a,
of thing.
It's a really special thing.
It really is. I was introduced to the Three Stooges through my uncle, who would sit me down and show me some things, and that's where I perfected my Curly impression, and I can do the finger snaps and stuff like that. Probably did not come through audio very well. But to this day, I just adore the Three Stooges. And I can always pop a disc in and just sit there and watch, you know, half hour, 45 minutes, and just, you know, let the world fade away for a little while and just chuckle at the stupidity of these guys.
And it's definitely something that speaks to a certain audience, because I'm pretty sure that my spouse just doesn't get it at all.
Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely. While the Stooges are universal, they are also an acquired taste.
For real.
So that's what I got on the Three Stooges. So, Darren, I think it's your turn for next month.
It is. And in the meantime, how about we tell everyone where to find us?
I was just about to go there. Thank you. So, first off, the first week of the month, you can find our flagship show, The Geek Cave Podcast. on the second and fourth weeks of the month, you can listen to Chad and I on You Want Me to Watch What? And on YouTube, sporadically, you can find Geek Cave Plays, and then there's Retromantics, where Darren and his spouse, Lori, work through marital problems through Couch Co-op. That is not their official tagline, but I feel better saying it that way. It makes me laugh.
No, it's fair. It's fair.
It's fair. And then we've also got TLDR, which is the news that we didn't want to type out.
Yeah, and Liz makes, she does such a good job of adding stuff to our website, dtfpodcast.com, that we haven't done a TLDR in a while, but I'm sure it'll happen eventually.
Which is a shame, because that intro was really kick ass.
We'll get around to it.
check us out at geekcavepodcast.com, where you can find links to all of our social media pages, including our Discord. If you're not a member, please do so, because you get advanced screenings of all of our shows. Plus, you get to talk to us. It's a great community. Everybody there is super wonderful, and you can be you, which is great, because we like you for you. So, until next time, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.